Avril Lavigne with Complicated. That's Lee Spurs 705 Jive.
705 Jive.
And yes, Barry's here. Hi, Willa Woody, first hit 92.9. Pleasure to have Lee Spurs in the studio, as always, from the Freo Dockers. You're in good form.
Yeah, we're playing some really good
footy. No, you specifically are in good form.
Oh,
there's a bit
of
chat around you, Sperry, at the moment.
When the team's playing better, everyone grows.
Oh, shut up. No, I'm quite serious. I've had independent conversations with a lot of people about you, and they're like, yeah, Sperry's having... Are you going to be in All-Australian form?
No.
Sperry, listen, mate. If you're going to be on the show, you've got to say something arrogant about yourself, because you're so...
Mate, it's a lock.
I'm sick of it.
It's a lock. I think you're already paying it out. On Sportsbet, they're already paying it out.
Really?
So you can't,
no,
you seriously. Betting's been suspended.
You're in around those areas. You're having a great year. This is your best year?
I don't think so. I think I've had more successful years as a team.
As a team.
I played some better footy previously. It's one of those things. When your team's winning, everyone sort of grows a leg. So.
I'm trying to drill down on you.
I know.
Though, I'm
like?
Saying you're having a really
Mate,
good year.
You're not going to get me wobbling my head. Just
It's amazing. You're actually really good at it. You were wobbling, though, previously before the mics came on. You said you reckon you're the best bloke at selling the big issue ever.
Yeah, well, I've had one stint at it with myself and Mike, and I think Mike sold about 10 and I sold about 100, so...
Oh, my God. So these are... How much do they sell the big issue for these days? Like $5 or something?
Yeah, it varies. I think I was charging $24.
So you're making them extra money.
Yes, no.
It's a great cause.
It's about $5,
The big issue, for those who don't know, is they'll be homeless around Perth that sell this magazine, The Big Issue, and they get half the profit.
Yep.
But I was thinking, Spirit...
You've sold The Big Issue, was?
I didn't.
It's a really good cause.
It is a great cause. I didn't do very well. No one... Everyone thought I was actually just... Homeless.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
Well, it's really hard. Like, I found the hard thing was people, like, are apprehensive at first, and you got to keep, like, Adam a little bit.
You do,
so I think maybe we should get Will involved, because he's pretty good from what I hear from his mates at the Avenue on a weekend. He's pretty Adam, you know, consistent until he gets them. So,
I don't mind a Sperry v. McMahon.
I don't think we should. I don't think we should.
Why?
Firstly, because I probably don't care enough to actually want to sell them.
Oh, wow.
Well, look, I'm probably going to lose my enthusiasm pretty quickly.
What don't you care about?
You're doing a great thing. I mean, you'd give all the money to the big issue, so you wouldn't have to take half. But it'd be great for charity.
It'd be a good thing to do. It'd be a good thing to do.
He doesn't want to do it, Lee.
You know,
what about Woody?
I think Woody's in shock. I think Woody was coming anyway, but I just wanted to get Will involved.
I'm shocked that you just said I don't care enough about a magazine that raises money for the homeless.
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
Someone give me a tomato. I want to throw it in his face.
Think about it, Will.
I'll think about it.
All right, we'll do something with
you. I'll come by and pick you up.
So,
next Monday.
Lee, can I just ask you, why did you get involved with something that you're passionate about?
Yeah, it's really good. Myself, Mick and Zach Dawson, we used to do the Red Cross Soup Kitchen. So we'd go and get the soup van and drive around and serve soup to the homeless people around Freo. And we did that once a week for a couple of years. And then it got a bit hard with our uni schedules and travel and that sort of stuff. So we wanted to find something else we could stay involved and help people that are disadvantaged. And I think it's really good to give back and sort of have that link, understand how lucky you are and the privileges you get.
And I think you've met some really interesting, amazing people along the way if you give them the time, don't you? And that's what they suggest sometimes, just go over and have a chat.
Yeah, certainly. Sometimes some of the stories that people tell you, just understand, like some of the people are really successful businessmen and that sort of stuff.
And
something happened, you know, an emotional distress, a family member, and they just go off the rails, and it can happen so easily and so quickly. So everyone needs some help, and we're trying to give a little bit of help and that sort of stuff.
Good on you.
You're a great guy.
Good man.
He's a good man, Sperry. He's a much better man than me. And
is that in debate?
Yeah, not at all. Fremantle play Port Adelaide to Bass Stadium this Saturday at 2:35. PM, you are doing incredibly well this year, Spirit. Despite the fact that he doesn't want to say it, he's doing very, very well. He's a shining light in Freo at the moment. He's averaging 17 disposals at the moment, apparently. Like, 18 disposals, in fact. How about that?
Yeah, come on.
You knew it was 18. You need to go and pull me up on it. Wowee. Okay.
Lee, you're a good guy, mate.
You're a good guy, mate. Best of luck for the weekend. A winnable game, Port Adelaide. Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. There's some really good form. They took the Bulldogs, you know, right to the wire. And they're a really good side. And we've always had close clashes with them over the recent years.
Right. Yeah,
so they knocked us out in the final and that sort of stuff. And then, but really keen to to keep continuing playing the footy we've played the last couple of weeks and keep building. So things are exciting at the club and with some young players coming through, which is really good for our fans and members.
Good stuff,
here
man.
We go. Right. Three on the trot, I reckon. Go the boys.
Thanks, Bert. Sorry, I ain't got no money. I'm not trying.